Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, we did talk to Dan Orlovsky yesterday because the Red Sox final home game was a day game. And he's nice enough to find some time for us today. So joining us on the Harbor One hotline is Dan Orlovsky. So, Dan, you got to take me through the mind, the emotions of one Bailey Zappi backed up in his own end zone, playing in Lambeau. And what did you think about his performance?
Well, I'm probably not the person to, you know, fill you in on the backed up near the own end zone.
Back-to-back weeks.
You know, I'd probably do the opposite. I thought Zappi played really good. You know, they obviously protected him very well when it came to the game plan and the play calls. Gave him consistent three-level throws, you know, so he could essentially read one side of the field, deep to medium to short. Heavy play action, you know, they went big-time max protection. You know, the benefit right now for New England is really they are running it well, and specifically in between their tackles. And they're able to build some, you know, good play action off of that, and Zappi did a good job of it. So, you know, given obviously what he was thrust into, you're encouraged by it.
So, Dan, how tough is it to play quarterback if you don't trust your tackles? If you think your tackles are going to get you killed, how difficult it is for you to physically get through a game?
Yeah, it's relatively impossible. And if they're not getting any help and you know they're, you know, going to be on an island by themselves and they're going against a good pass rusher, there is no such thing as hitting the back foot and being convicted or confident. There is no such thing as hanging in the pocket. I always say this because everyone's, you know, the natural or the constant thing you hear from fans and or people in my world is like, well, he doesn't trust his pocket. And my often response was like, well, how many of you humans have ever had to be in that pocket? You know, it's very easy for us to sit there and say, trust it. Well, what happens if you feel like you can't? Like, I have empirical data telling me I shouldn't. So, yeah, I mean, when you don't have good tackles, man, your eyes drop down. You're looking at the rush. You're anticipating pressure more than moving or feeling it. So it's not a comfortable feeling.
So the follow-up to that is that I'm curious, like if you know that's the case and say you maybe you know that somebody's struggling, has there ever been a situation where you went to the OC, the quarterback coach, and say, is there any way to get somebody else in there?
Oh, absolutely. But the options are, you know, is the other person a better potential? I think the first step, Christian, is like you go, what are we going to do to help them? Mm-hmm. You know, like, what are we going to do to help that person? So are we chipping? Are we putting a tight end there? Are we always sliding their way? You know, that's the first process. The second thing is, okay, is there somebody else there? I remember, I'll give you guys a story. I remember 2011. We were playing on the road against Baltimore. This is Terrell Suggs, defensive player of the year type stuff. And our tackle was struggling. And I remember us putting in the game plan. And then really this was the specific third down game plan. And we put it in. I'm sitting with the coaches at this time and they don't have any plan to help our tackle versus Suggs. And I just like casually raise my hand, my left hand. I remember it vividly. And I go, what are we doing to help Anthony? And they were like, what do you mean? I was like, well, what are we going to do to help Anthony versus Suggs? And they were like, well, he's just going to have to do his job. And I just sat there and I was like, what do you mean going to have to do his job? His play right now is telling you that he's struggling to do that. And so we have to do something. So it's one of those, I feel coaches often fall back on that so they can point the finger at something or someone else, you know, of, well, they just got to do their job. You know, what happens if right now they can't?
We are seeing all these videos coming out from practice today, practice yesterday. Mac Jones stepping into his throws a little bit more. He's listed as a limited participant, but still very ginger. Some reporters down at practice are saying he's had a noticeable limp. What's the calculation that the Patriots had to make in terms of, like, what percentage of Mac they need to get him to health-wise, especially with Brian Hoyer out or lean on Zappe?
Yeah, I would tell you if Mac was, like, 75 to 80%, you feel really good about him going to play. You're not going to ask him to move a ton. Now, let me ask you guys this. Is it Mac's right or left ankle? Is his right ankle?
Left.
So it's his left ankle. That actually makes me feel better because – you know, you'd rather prefer him to have to drive off the back leg. You know, with that right ankle, you can really kind of build that thing up and tape it. And, you know, his plant leg is, you know, obviously you want both, but I'd rather have the drive leg for him. If he's 75%, 80%, and because they're going to run the football and they're not going to move him a ton, and they are a, you know, certainly right now a little bit more of a catch and throw offense, and the play action pass of it is if he, my big thing for Mac would be, do you feel that he can go underneath center, get his footwork done with the run game and get his footwork done with the proper timing of the play action game? If you feel that he can do that at a 75-80% clip, then you feel good about him playing.
Speaking of that, like the balance of it, right? By the way, talking to Dan Orlovsky, ESPN here in the Harbor One Hotline. Because we keep talking, I know it's completely different, but having this guy go out there and play, like pushing him to play, maybe sitting and saying, we can shoot you up. Like, you know, what is the balance there as far as saying, well, it's only week five. Do we really want to be doing this right now and putting this kid in danger because he can't move?
Yeah, that's a good, fair question. I think, you know, when it comes to the movement, can he protect himself? Can you do a good job? I mean, if you look at what New England has done in the last 2 weeks, I mean, they have gone to like almost 40% of their offense has become play action pass. So you feel pretty good about the protecting the quarterback's thought of that. I mean, 75% of their passing game has gone to max protection stuff. So you feel that schematically you can do a good, fair job of making sure at least you're not going to have as many free runners as he had early on. Does that limit the things you can do? Absolutely. So there's that balance of, you know, can we be as productive as we need to be? But if you feel like, hey, like, are you able to get yourself out of trouble? And hopefully, again, you're not exposing him to a lot of it because the way you've called offense the last 2 weeks, I think you feel okay. I think you feel okay since it's a sprained ankle and it's not something that usually can get that much worse unless he gets folded in half again.
So, Dan, obviously the Detroit Lions are coming into town, okay, and they can put up some points, around 35 points per game. So my question is, how do the Patriots match that production? And do you think they can?
Yeah, I mean, so Detroit, I said this jokingly this week, like, if they had a bad defense, they would be 3-1. Their defense is,
or a kicker,
awful. I mean, they're awful. They're giving up 5.5 yards a carry. So New England matches up relatively well when it comes to their offense versus Detroit's defense. Again, New England's running the ball as good as anybody, and Detroit's defense. And I'm not even talking like first down runs. I'm talking that you could call runs on 3rd and 5, and they're getting gashed in the run game. You know, they're bringing crazy amounts of pressure and playing man coverage with no safety, all out zero. And so as long as you got a good plan for that, you know, whether it's get the ball out to the perimeter or take your shots downfield, that's the one thing that I would say, you know, with Mac's limited movement is, do you feel that when Detroit wants to all out pressure them, that he can at least drift away a little bit? Is he good enough to do that? So, but they match up well against the Dallas or Detroit's defense, but anybody does. You know, the big challenge is going to be them slowing down Detroit's offense. Detroit's offense right now, their run game is diverse. It's really good. Their offensive line is dominant. They got really good pieces. They got a tight end, Hockenson, who's been becoming a star. Amon-Ra, who did not play last week. St. Brown is a great slot receiver. They put their quarterback under and do a ton of cool play action. So, this could be a high scoring game, big time.
Dan, if I remember correctly, at the very beginning of the season, not that it was that long ago, right after week one, you expressed some surprise at how basic the offense looked. How do you think Matt Patricia has come along in terms of his play calling? I know we had an unusual circumstance with a third string quarterback in. What is that evolution, if there is an evolution there, look like to you?
I think he's done a better job in their play action game, really focusing in and honing in on the protection of it and giving different kinds of protections, six mans and seven mans, helping different players, keeping different people in. So you could definitely see there's a growth in the protection aspect of it. Their play action pass concepts are not, they're not crazy creative right now. They're relatively elementary, but to his defense, when you're running the ball well, you don't need to get crazy creative, you know, because you can be a little bit simplified with the reads. You'd like to see them build off it a little bit more. I also, you know, Bailey, I don't believe is this big, powerful, let me launch this ball 65 yards down the field, and nor is Mac. So that does, you know, it does minimize some of the really cool, crazy stuff you can build in with deep field posts or crossers or whatnot. But he's done, I will tell you this, he's doing a better job with their play action protections of making sure they at least get plays started.
We're talking to Dan Orlovsky, ESPN, the Harbor One Hotline. Dan, on Monday, it was a moral victory Monday around here in New England. But I'll ask you this. Midfield with a third-string quarterback in Lambeau against Aaron Rodgers, is that four-down territory? Were you surprised they didn't go for it or run something differently to try to get it?
Oh, I'm surprised they didn't go for it. I mean, we've talked about it a little bit here at NFL Live of the, the cautious play calling and game management that we've seen from Coach Belichick over the past couple years, candidly. You know, in a time where the league, for the most part, has become very aggressive, he's become a little bit conservative. And sometimes over the last two or three seasons, it's hurt their team a little bit. So I was surprised that didn't go for it. If you want to sit here and tell me because of who the quarterback was, I get it. But if you're sitting there on the devil's advocate argument would be you're sitting there in a game that you shouldn't be in because of it. You got the chance to go steal it. So I was surprised that he didn't have a little bit more of aggressive mindset with it.
Hey, have you seen any tape or film of Garrett Gilbert, the quarterback that the Patriots just signed?
Heck yeah.
You
I
have.
Know Garrett, man.
Oh, you do? So give us the scouting report on Garrett.
Yeah, I was with Garrett. God, I'm the old man. I want to say like 7 years.
So you played with him. Yeah, okay.
I think in Detroit. I think in my last couple years in Detroit. So really talented thrower. He's a big physical dude. He could throw the ball really well. He's been around a lot of different places. He's learned a lot of different offenses. I mean, gosh, I want to say 2 years ago on Thanksgiving Day, he beat the Steelers for the Dallas Cowboys and played pretty darn good football. So he's not all – I mean, the talent level is certainly different, but he's in the same mold as the Mac Jones and Brian Hoyers. Like, good thrower of the football. He's smart. He's been around a lot. He's not going to be athletically moving, you know, in a dynamic way, but he's played football in the league before at a decent clip. And he's got a very good understanding of football IQ.
Dan, going back to something you said a couple minutes ago, you were talking about it being that left foot. I mean, that left ankle that Mac Jones is dealing with, and that's an injury that you can't see getting that much worse from him playing on it. What is the risk? You said it's short of him being folded in half again. What is the real risk of putting him out there when he's, say, maybe like 60%? Is it just bad football?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would tell you the inability to really drive the ball and be confident with your landing leg. You know, I would imagine they would brace it and tape it all that. And it's really more of it's the control of the football via the, you know, like, nowadays, quarterbacks have learned so much to use the ground as force, you know, to use the ground to create velocity and torque. So, you know, how is his arm going to be strong enough to make the necessary throws given not being able to do that? And also, you know, a lot of times the ball can sail when you have a little bit of a ginger left front leg because you're not putting your cleats into the ground and spinning through that front leg. So, you know, is he able to still control the throws really trajectory-wise and the height of the ball given the sensitivity of the ankle? But and then, you know, there's always the risk of getting rolled up onto, but that happens very rarely in the pocket nowadays because the rules of protecting quarterbacks down there.
All right, well, thanks, Dan. We appreciate it. I don't know if Mac's going to play this weekend or not, but we do know we'll talk to you next week. So thanks again for coming on.
Guys.
All right, take it easy. That's appreciate Dan Orlovsky, ESPN. When we come back, we'll get into that. Mac Jones was listed as limited participant yesterday. What are the real chances this guy plays on Sunday? We'll do it next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bill, any update on your quarterback situation? Will Bailey be a starter this Sunday?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Just take a day to day. Just going to use that once a day.
Any update on Mac and how he's feeling?
Yeah, we'll have the injury report for you. Yeah, can't wait to get it out. I just want to make sure it's accurate, so see where things are, you know, in practice.
Has Brian been cleared to practice today?
Yeah, with that injury report, can't wait to get that to you. We'll have all the details there, see where everybody is.
Did say last week that Mac was making, making good progress. Do you still feel that's the case here this last 5-6 days?
Sure. Yeah, he's definitely made progress.
That was a playful Bill Belichick yesterday.
Wow.
Dry but playful.
I'll get that out to you.
Can't wait to get that injury report out to you. What did it say? It said Mac Jones was limited. Looks like he'll be limited again today. Limited participant in practice. Some videos coming out from the reporters down there at Gillette. Stepping into the throws. Looks ginger.
Apparently they got
incredibly short access today. I believe Phil Perry specifically said it was an especially short access period. That makes me think that they tried him out there for stretching and saw him throw the ball twice. And then they were like, that's it?
I do worry that, first off, I don't think he's playing. I don't really think anyone thinks he's playing. But I don't know. Maybe they try to push him. I have no idea. But when Orlovsky, when you asked him that last question about, like, what are some of the concerns? And he's talking about not stepping into the ball and having ball sail on you a little bit. Maybe not having the arm strength you normally have. It's not like this guy's got a cannon as it is. You know what I mean? And I would say what I've seen the last 2 days of him at practice is limited, like just at least hopping around and moving back and like throwing, even though it's ginger, as you said, like, you know, he doesn't look 100%. That's a positive. That's a good sign. That tells me that it might not be 6 weeks. You know what I mean? But it ain't two. You know, so it's like if you can get him back for next week or even the week after, like I think it's positive. But thinking he could push him here, just to me, it makes no sense.
I'm still going back to this narrative that's out there that the Patriots are the ones pushing him. I feel that this kid is pushing himself. Like, I think that he wants to be out there, and he's the one who's trucking himself out there for practice and trying to get himself up to speed. I'm sure that Bill, on the one hand, is saying it's not open heart surgery the way that he's always been. But at the end of the day, Bill, to me, the conversation that we just had with Dan Orlovsky, if you missed it, check it out on the Odyssey app from ESPN. He was great on all the quarterback stuff all the time. But the conversation to me is not even so much about Mac's health. Everyone's so focused. Oh, if Mac goes out there, oh, if Mac takes his sack, oh, Mac's foot is going to fall off. Like, I'm not trying to be callous here, but I'm pretty sure that the calculation that Bill is making right now is, what am I going to get better production out of under center? Is it a hobbling Mac, a Mac who can't step into the throw, who doesn't have the power behind the throw, or this kid who has such limited experience in this level of football, and can I trust him? Like, it's a very difficult calculation. I think it's a football calculation he's making rather than, ooh, got to bubble wrap this kid for another week.
See, usually if a guy is like a stud, like, you know, like that high level type of quarterback, really any position, and if you'll take 75% of that guy because he's so good, he has such a lead on everybody else because he's just so talented. But that's not the case with Mac. So if you get 75% of Mac, you basically get, like, I don't even know who I would compare him to. 75% of Mac would be what?
Brian Hoyer.
Would it be? I don't know. I was going to say Brock Osweiler, but he was a starter. Like, whoever, like, a crappy quarterback, because that's what he would be, a non-starter, a journeyman who never actually starts ever. And it doesn't make any sense. I think in this situation, the best thing to do is just sit his ass anyways. Because based on everything that the Detroit Lions are going through, how bad their defense is, and all I'm hearing from Detroit is what you've been talking about. They blitz too much. They take too many chances. They have to simplify the scheme. That's what I heard today. Well, simplify the scheme.
The Detroit Lions blitz. I think they're top three or four as far as how often they blitz. However, they're like bottom third and actually getting to the quarterback. So,
okay, so
they blitz a ton. They never get there.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. So it's killing them too because they're not getting to the quarterback back, but teams are running into the blitz. So they're running into the blitz. So what Seattle did, they said, screw it, we're going to check a run into the blitz. So they had eight plays of 20 yards or more because they ran into the blitz.
Right.
It shouldn't work that way. No. So I say for Zappe, this is the best opportunity ever. They're going to completely simplify their defense because they can't do anything right. And they know their offense is explosive enough to at least give them 30 points on a bad day against this defense.
The other thing, too, Orlovsky was talking about in that last answer, saying how, you know, can't get worse, you know, whatever, right? And it's just, I hate that answer, you know, it can't get worse.
Yeah,
you know,
sure can.
Of course it can. You know, we talked about guys don't roll up on the feet again. Well, how did he get hurt in the first place? He got sacked. He got grabbed by the ankle. You don't think they're going to be grabbing his ankle and turning him? But more importantly, if he's not as mobile as he normally is and can't get out of the way of a hit that knocks him out of the game, right? Like, that would be a concern of mine. So, and it's a, you know, concern. Hopefully he's, you know, close to 100%, not 100%, but, you know, 90, 85, 90%, you know, before he goes into a game. You know, this game is, I don't know how Detroit did it last week. You know, Amon-Ra St. Brown didn't play, DJ Chark didn't play, DeAndre Swift didn't play, and they put up 45 points against Seattle. That isn't
and
a complete
lost.
Sieve. It's not a great defense by any means, but still, it's 45 points in the NFL. Meanwhile, they gave up 48, and Seattle pulled the Buffalo and never punted. Like, I don't know. I would look at that offense with Jared Goff and Jamal Williams and Josh Reynolds. I know Hawkinson's fantastic, but it's like, they put up 45 points in the NFL?
That's kind of incredible.
And
like,
lost.
How did that team put up 45 points? I know they lost, but he's talking about all like the system. I don't know, all the play action and movement they have, but Jared Goff, Josh Reynolds, Hawkinson, and Jamal Williams should not be putting up 45 on anybody in this league. You know, they're good, but really?
It is amazing. And the defense is so bad. And here's what I heard. So I heard Bill, whenever Bill starts, like, you know, talking about the other team's punter, I usually get a little nervous.
Excellent observation.
Yeah, I feel like, so he said this about Jack Fox, the punter for the Detroit Lions. Says he's the best punter in the league. And then he goes in this and reasons why. And he says he can throw. The last time I heard Bill talk about a punter like that was Hecker. The dude's
the
a weapon.
Sucked back then.
Exactly.
The Rams are bad.
So if you're highlighting special teams punters as like being a weapon, like I feel like you have nothing else to talk about.
He pointed out a Lions linebacker, Chris Board, not for his linebacker play, but for his special teams gunner play.
I was trying to find him. I was like, who the hell is this guy, this Board guy?
Quote, really, every kick. Quote, that's the best special teams player we'll play against all year. He's great. A great player. His name's Chris Board.
Yeah,
you ever heard of him?
Special teams player. No, and this is the point of this game. Like I'm fascinated in this game on Sunday because even Dan was talking about it could be a shootout. What does a shootout look like for the New England Patriots with Bailey Zappe?
A running shootout.
Like so you
like
can
Army
28
Navy.
Points.
So how do you
Army
run
Navy.
To a shootout? Is what I'm saying. Like how do you is
game's
it 70
over quick?
Yard, if it's 70 yard, but okay, if it's over quick, then it's not a shootout. Then it's like if it's just running. Then it's like 24-21 because all they did was run and it was tick, 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 tick.
That's what I think it's going to be. The clock management. I look, we keep talking about how they put up 45 points against the Seahawks. They put up 36 against the Commanders. They put up 35 against the Eagles. I think that was like the worst game that the Eagles have played so far this season in week one.
And they did against the Vikings too, right?
They had 24 against the Vikings. So that's a little bit more normal. Like a 24-28 score between Lions and Vikings, I feel like that's the territory that you want to be in a little bit more.
Yeah, but
sure.
they I'm just looking at their season so far. So they played the Vikings, the Commanders, the Seahawks, and Philly. Philly was really the only team that had a legit offense. Good skill position players,
legit
A.J.
offense.
Brown, you know, they got a really good offense. So, okay, you know they should do it. But all these other teams, they're not known for their offense. In that Minnesota game, like the kicker missed like a couple kicks. They should have won that game. At worst case scenario, they should be 2-2, but they don't have a kicker. They're a sieve on defense. They blitz way too much, but offensively, they just...
And I just saw Jeremy Fowler say DeAndre Swift looks like he's out, and Amon-Ra St. Brown didn't practice again today. He may be out.
They had like 10 players on their report yesterday or something like that.
Yeah. This is the perfect situation for Zappe. The perfect situation. Like, I just don't feel... Like, they're not going to add a bunch of crazy plays or max protect, maybe, because I would say, like, I guess it would depend on how explosive this
offense
is.
Let me ask you this. This is a concern because a team that does blitz a lot, him identifying the blitz,
mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be a concern? Identifying a blitz and coverage and everything else and communication, like, wouldn't that be a big concern with a guy that hasn't played much going up against, granted, they don't get to the quarterback and they leave their corners and secondary on an island because they don't get home.
Will he be able to see that?
We'll be able to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. No.
So, I mean,
I'm
just without
no.
the experience.
Well, okay, so what do you run in a screen? You run draw, you run, blitzes, you run screens, you run draws, you run some sort of like tunnel screen, something like that. Or you run into it. You run into it. They did, the Patriots did this against Pittsburgh. I think it was Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh kept blitzing at the end of that long 6-minute and 30-second drive, and they were gashing them with it. Gashing them because they would run weak side. So they ran into the blitz, but they found the little tunnel right
and
there.
Can he get you into that play?
Yeah, is he going to be able to find
well,
that?
Well, it's a call it and run it. It's a call it and run it.
Well, that's what I mean. So that's
doesn't matter.
A,
you don't have to do anything. You just, you're just running it either way. That's on Matt Patricia.
Did that make you feel better about Gilbert? Gilbert Grape?
It did make me a little feel better about Gilbert.
I think that's just his buddy is what it sounded like.
Sounded like his buddy, yeah.
But let me ask you this really quick.
Oh, I love him. I love Gary.
He's big and strong.
Because you're both very strongly in the camp of Mac. It does not make sense for Mac to play.
No, absolutely not.
What if he's essentially just the brain back there? Like being able to recognize those things. If it's like 70% handoffs anyway.
So he's the Peyton Manning last year with the Denver Broncos. Listen, just identify everything. Make sure we're in the right play. We know
because
you,
we're
you
talking
okay.
about where you can exploit what this team is giving you with the blitz. And if you can't trust Zappe to identify it, not anything against him, just he doesn't have the experience.
Well,
he doesn't have
you,
the foresight.
Were they doing a great job before with him?
that's the other point.
Like,
I feel like when, Mac comes back, everyone's going to be like, the season's saved.
He's saving
like,
us.
Yeah, the 31st ranked quarterback is back. Woohoo! Can't wait.
They could not have a better opponent. The only scary thing.
Although, I don't know
about
that.
The only scary thing is just, okay, so are the Patriots, are they stout enough? All right, so if they're averaging 35 points a game, 35? That's insane. They're 1-3.
See, I just
shouldn't happen.
It's almost like I got to see it with my own eyes because I actually felt like Pittsburgh. I think right now, a team that they play that struggles to score, that's why even Green Bay, I thought was going to be a close game. That offense is a mess, and you can run against them. I got to see it with my own eyes. I got to see Jared Goff being good. You know what I mean? With Josh Reynolds. Like, I have to see it because I think right now playing a team that can put up 30 or averaging 35 points is a bad matchup for you, especially given you got at your quarterback position. They'll run the ball. I don't know. I don't think you want to play a team that can light it up right now, even though I still don't trust Jared Goff to so-called light it up, even though he has been.
I want to ask one more thing about Mac playing Sunday or not. Is there anything that Bill has to gain by having Zappe out there in terms of motivating Mac?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, this is the kind of sadistic part of Bill that I think some people appreciate.
See, I want to ask you this. Christian, I want to ask
right,
you this.
Luke,
because
you know where I'm going?
Yes.
You don't always lean on on actually knowing the Bill's insights with how he deals player to player. You don't expose that a lot.
No, but I do think there is, he loves competition. He loves challenging people, loves challenging them. And if we go back to the whole Michael, remember the Michael Lombardi stuff? Like, we felt like he was, like, really ripping Mac Jones.
He's not going to have a job in
this
league.
He's like, he's going to bench him. And I feel like,
Who does he think he is?
Yeah, and it's not even his fault. Like, look at the offensive line. Look at the stupid play calling. But he won't blame him. So it's Mac's fault. So Mac needs to learn a lesson. Mac needs to be stressed out. Mac needs to hurry up and get healthy and then make sure he makes good decisions.
Okay,
God forbid Bailey
Zappe.
He can't
just hurry up and get healthy.
My point is,
but you can't cast a spell on him.
We just talked about it. Yeah, of course you can. You take the needle. There's a little something called cortisol.
We didn't talk about this on air.
Oh, we didn't?
We talked about this. This was in real life. So why don't you get into that very quickly?
Well, you know, go ahead.
No, I'm saying to your point, like, yeah, Bailey Zappe goes out there and plays well. Mac Jones is like,
Uh-oh.
Yeah, get back out there.
He's a fourth round pick.
Is there anything Bill loves more than making a player who's been successful a little uncomfortable?
Yes.
Could question whether he's been successful or not, but yes.
He was successful last year, I'd say.
Well, Brian Hoyer's no threat, correct?
No.
How about Bailey Zappe?
Yes.
Well, more than Hoyer.
It's the unknown with Zappe
he
that creates the threat.
Here's the thing, like, not to use, you know, Cooper Rush, the dude out in Dallas, who was filling in for Dak Prescott. And then so the owner, Jerry Jones, says, I would love me a quarterback competition. This is when, you know, he won one game. Now he's competent. And now Dak Prescott is probably freaking the F out right now. Even though he's making all this money, this is what happens. Somebody else, then you got to have like a real decision. Should I pull this guy?
There's nothing wrong with it. It's good.
No, and I feel like, so let's just say, okay, play make-believe right now. Let's say Mac Jones is out for 6 weeks, and then he gets 4 legit starts, and he wins every single game. Okay, what are we doing? Are we going to pull him?
Well, listen, the reality is,
we're going to sit there and say it's the Jets and the Lions and the Bears.
Well, whatever. I mean, what if he's protecting the football?
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
we
heard Mike Lombardi the other day talking about this guy and Mac Jones and how he's disappointed. He thought he was a smart player.
He was in danger of really of either changing what he did or he's going to lose his job. He's not going to play in the NFL.
I hated those comments.
That's a message, though. That is 100% a message.
He's Bill's mouthpiece.
You're not going to play in the NFL. You keep turning the ball over like he was.
So listen to the tone in Lombardi. He's angry about it. This is Bill venting. This guy, I got to teach him a lesson.
Yeah.
I don't have an opportunity. What, I'm going to put Hoyer in? No. Like, listen, it's like he doesn't want him to get hurt.
If Zappe plays well for another 2 weeks,
you better get your schedule soft.
Let's say they beat Detroit. Let's say they win the next game. Is it Cleveland, I think? Is that the order? Let's say they win a couple of games. Mac does come back. And he continues to throw the ball around, as Mike Lombardi / Bill Belichick say. Yeah, I could see him being like, Zappe, you got the second half. You know what I mean?
Here we go, Wally Pipp. Wally, what?
The famous
Wally
Pipp line.
But if you're Mac Jones, that's what you're thinking. Whether it's reality or not, that's what you should be thinking. Now, he's a motivated kid, but that doesn't matter. Like, Mac's a motivated kid. Doesn't matter. Look what
he
did to Tom Brady, for Christ's sake.
Do you think he needs extra motivation right now?
I think, yeah.
He's a perfectionist already.
I think they all do.
Can you say the same thing about Tom Brady?
I don't know if
when they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo, didn't you get the best years of Jimmy Garoppolo?
He was already Tom Brady at that point.
Right, but that's a guy that doesn't really need to be motivated. That's not a guy that's really threatened to take his job. And you saw the way he played after they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, what about the guy he just played, Aaron Rodgers, last 2 years?
With Jordan Love.
So I'm just saying, these guys that are already great and motivated and they don't need that motivation, This is talking about a kid that's played a year and three games, for God's sakes. Yeah,
do you guys think the Washington football team, formerly known as the Redskins, they were motivated when they drafted a first-round and a third-round quarterback?
Yeah, and then
no,
the third-round quarterback
stupid.
Took over.
They're just
incredibly
dumb.
Well, that was an internal debate in the, between ownership and the coach. But I will
a
say
dysfunction
this,
draft room that's yeah. like, I want, fine, yeah. that's fine, but get my guy in the third yeah. then.
So Shanahan was like, screw it, I'm going to get the guy I want to get, yeah. which was Kirk Cousins, which ended up being a better quarterback, depending if things.
Probably motivated RG3, though, no?
No, he was hurt. The first pick of the draft. Oh, and he was second. He was behind Andrew Luck. He didn't need any. He was didn't have anything to worry about. But just back to this, the beginning of this, right? And I mentioned the and you know joking a little bit about the sadistic, you know, matter.
You also mentioned about, a needle that we never got to.
We'll get to that also.
Okay.
But I don't think Bill has any intention of pulling or starting Bailey Zappe over Mac. What I do think he likes and is will welcome is the fear that exists. So when guys are afraid and they think they're going to lose their job, they do study more, they do practice more, they are a little bit more cautious than they would be when they don't they know nobody's going to take their job.
He mm-hmm. wants them on his heels.
Do whatever I want. Yes,
he wants them to feel like he's gaining on him.
Even though it's not real, because yeah. I don't think it is, but it's the. It's the
idea
implication
it.
That it's going to happen.
Just the idea of it.
The yeah. threat.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it.
Now back to the needle.
Yes.
You got time for the needle?
Yeah, story? Real quick.
So,
getting in the needle.
Tortle. Like, I mean, if you really are freaking out and if you really want to come back, you can take a Tortle shot and you won't feel a thing.
That's a bad idea. Because what happens after the game and Tortle wears off?
I know. It's the worst
thing. It feels worse.
It's terrible. Like, it
now I definitely need next week yeah. off.
You're like feeling good. Like my Toradol shots wear off on like Tuesday.
Yeah, you're really endangering the ligaments yeah. even more so you don't yeah. even know it because you don't feel it.
Ooh, my ankles.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, it's such a bad idea.
It is.
But it's, oh, it's so good.
Ooh, my
oh,
back.
Man, I love Toradol. Yeah.
All right.
If they didn't have Toradol, I would play through. I would have played 2 years in the NFL.
You're sounding a little bit.
I would have it on off days.
You're sounding Hardo-ish over there. When
no,
we come back,
no.
we're going to get to the king of Hardos because it is Detroit week. It's Thursday. We haven't talked about the man, Dan Campbell, at all yet. We're going to get to him right after the break.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everyone. My name's Dan Campbell, and I'm the head coach of the Detroit Lions.
We're going to kick you in the teeth.
We'll play on grass.
That's all I think about is you guys.
We'll play in turf.
And how I set you up for the best possible.
And I'm excited to celebrate March as Reading Month with you by sharing one of my favorite books, The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
We'll go to landfill. The best possible advantage I can give you to have a season, I swear to you, man.
I would love to literally just have a pet lion.
It's just mental work, man. It's bullshit. Man.
Just a legit pet lion on a chain, a big-ass chain, and he really is my pet.
And when you punch his back, we're going to smile at you, and when you knock us down, we're going to get up.
Thursday, he ate through 4 strawberries, and he was still hungry. Look at all this food that he's eating. He's hungry.
We are freaking starving. We are starving. Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and 3 toes. I will beat your ass.
Get 2 venti with 2 shots in them, so black eye in both. 1 slice of salami, 1 lollipop, 1 piece of cherry pie, 1 sausage, 1 cupcake. It's unbelievable. It looks pretty good, though, doesn't it?
And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. I worked at a chicken shack when I was 16 years old. And we're going to stand up, and then it's going to take 2 more shots to knock us down. I learned how to clean chicken, and I could do it blind over and over.
And he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar.
Hey, stop!
Okay, you drop a ball, fine.
Go block for him, please! And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap. This is why we're doing the f***ing drill!
So it was a process, right? The end. But you guys become beautiful butterflies today, huh? Thank you.
favorite Well done, book? Ryan. Well done, Ryan.
What was his favorite book?
The Green.
The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Oh, I say the Fat Caterpillar.
I'm sorry.
You don't know that one?
It's my favorite thing about him. Is no. that
he when did he read that?
This was book? Back in March for National Reading Month.
But did he read it to a class or
no,
was
no, no.
it on video?
No, he just read it in front of a video camera that one of his favorite books is The Hungry Caterpillar. The Very Hungry Caterpillar, which has an age range of 1 to 4 years old. It's one of his favorite books.
What's your favorite book as a kid?
Encyclopedia Brown.
But guess what? Book?
I grew up.
That's a real book. Your dad was a doctor. Your mom's a nurse.
I like Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Goosebumps was awesome.
Goosebumps.
That was one. Dan Campbell, head coach of the Detroit Lions.
I do love this guy.
Favorite on our show, between you two guys at least. I think
you don't like him?
Yeah. He makes me nervous.
Why?
Because I watched every episode of Hard Knocks and I was like, is he okay? Like, is he all right? He's crying.
He's
half
better
the time.
Than okay.
He's crying or he's screaming. I'm just like, he seems like a great guy, but day to day, it's just.
That's all I think about is you guys and how I set you up for the best possible.
It's too much stress, man. I don't know. Maybe I've just been around Belichick too long, but.
The best thing for the NFL is that the Detroit Lions are good and they're a playoff team.
They're 1-3.
I know,
they're not
if,
good.
If they're good, if they get good, they're 1-3.
How
okay?
is that the best thing for the
oh,
NFL?
Oh, because he's such a personality. He's great for the league. He's awesome for the league.
This is what you said about Mike McDaniel until the whole concussion.
Well, I mean,
thing
I didn't think he was
now you have
you know,
even talked
care
about super coach in like a week and a half.
He doesn't care as much about his team as he let his team his players go out there and get a concussion. No, I mean he's just now it is amazing that his defense is so freaking bad.
Doesn't
it's
that
so
say something?
Bad.
Like, if he's going to be this much of a hardo, I want his defense to be like.
So you think he's
hardcore.
A hardo?
Yes.
He's had hardo movements.
He talks about one ass cheek and three toes.
I know, but he's less like hardo for me is a guy that. I mean, this is legitimately who he is. Like, he thinks like this. He talks like this. Like, everything about him, I think, is authentic. Like Mike McDaniel to a lesser extent, and so he'll have hardo moments, but. Usually I sit there and go, well, that's just him on a normal Tuesday.
This is mental work, man.
His problem is they come close. You know, last year they were 3-13-1. I think seven of them were like less than a score.
Yeah.
This year they're 1-3. They lost by 3, by 4, and by 3.
We're not even locked like, in.
And this is what's heartbreaking for this guy because that's why he cries after every single game, I think. It's because he's always so close.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, man, I just want to win for you guys. We just keep losing by a field goal.
Yeah, does that tell you something legit. About coaching, though, and execution when you lose that close every week?
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying he's freaking Bill Belichick, but I like him. You know, it's old school approach. Every one of his assistants is like a former player.
Former player.
And you don't see that anywhere in the league. Like, teams might have like a former player or two, you know, on the staff. And every single one's like a former player. And you could tell those coaches' meetings are like, man, it's grind them out. You know, it's like testosterone everywhere, former NFL.
Can
right?
you imagine their film session?
Do they have an analytics department? Or they
oh,
put
no,
them in,
no, no nerds.
They put them in the
no
locker.
Nerds. Oh, yeah.
They give them wedges. Wedgies.
I have some more stats on how we can win. Put him in the locker.
Yeah, I mean,
he's got his glasses
like
all falling
high
down.
School football program.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like giving him a swirly in the toilet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No, there's no, we don't.
Stick
nerds.
Your analytics. We're going for it.
Yeah. Millions of pieces of data in the blink of an eye.
But see, he's the problem, though. I mean, like, he's such a tough meathead that, you know, if someone does run up with some really important information that could legitimately help his decision, I don't know. We're men, right? I can just see him calling a timeout. We're men, right? Men don't back down.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, sometimes it's discretion is the best. Shut up!
Exactly.
Get out of here!
Put him in the locker.
Get that nerd out of here. But I'm the starting quarterback.
Sometimes you have to live to fight another. I said shut
Excuse
up.
Excuse me, Mr. Campbell.
We're going to die on this field.
The analytics tell us that you should be punting here and we should be moving on. And then shut up!
This is why we're doing the f***ing drill.
They think the guy just pees down his leg.
Oh, my God.
It just runs off the field.
Fantastic.
No, it's great. I think that the real battle is going to be, so Dan Campbell, let's say he does win. Let's say he does.
This week.
Let's just say if he does, please, God, please, I want you to win so badly. I want him to win so badly. I want them to be good. I can't wait for the midfield handshake. Cause you ain't pulling any of that stuff with Dan Campbell. He will squeeze your hand. And you try to run away quick, Bill Belichick.
Think?
He is grabbing your hand and he's saying, you look me in the eye.
I can't real think of another of a coach that would make Bill more uncomfortable than how much this man emotes.
Well, how about this one?
Like, he's going to be coming. If he wins, win or loses, he's going to go up meet Bill, you know, at the 50-yard line, just, I'll be so much to play against you.
I love it.
How about this matchup? So, like, in December 18th.
You see the players give all that they have, and you lose that way. It's tough.
Yeah, he just cries. He just loses close games. December 18th, the Lions are at the Jets. He and Sala.
Oh, that's
a good
actually, one.
They might wrestle.
That's a good one.
They might, like, before the game, God. They might maybe, hey, let's want to wrestle?
Yeah,
let's wrestle. You want to wrestle? You think
Oklahoma
you take
drill.
Come on, let's wrestle. Right now, midfield, we'll show our team.
Yeah.
Okay. I do want to get to this real quick. So, so he was asked yesterday by reporters about Matt Patricia. His play calling. Let's hear that.
You mentioned Patricia. You know, there was a lot of head scratching, I guess, when Bill made him the offensive coordinator, offensive play caller, just because he was a defensive guy. How difficult is that transition from one side to the other, and especially when it entails play calling?
I think it's tough. I think it's tough, but I also know if you know football and you're a good coach, you can adapt, and that's what I see. He's adapting quickly, and every week it's gotten. It's better and better and better, and they're attacking their opponents. You know, they're putting together good game plans. They're using their roster well. He's doing a good job. He really is.
He's a terrible liar. Isn't he? He's terrible. Do you think he really feels that way? Oh, he's doing great. Better and better. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, Aaron Glenn,
boy,
my defensive coordinator.
Are we lucky we are seeing them in week 5, not week 14.
Oh, I hate the guy asking the question. Kind of a head-scratching move that Bill Belichick would give Matt Patricia any authority.
How
over
dare
anything.
That reporter? Honestly.
They do not like
how
Matt
dare
Patricia,
he?
That Detroit media.
Yeah.
That's right.
How quickly you forget.
I forgot about this. Like, I feel like this should be a bigger storyline because they hate Matt Patricia.
Do we have any info on how that reporter was sitting in his chair?
Oh, yeah, where's that guy at?
Posture, perfect posture.
So none of the
just
coordinators
to
are
rub
talking.
In his face.
No. Oh, you stand up. Why don't you stand up, sit up straight in your chair? Who does that?
All right, a little taste of Dan Campbell there. We're going to get back to him throughout the rest of the week because it is Detroit week. It is Dan Campbell week. We also have Tom E. Kern from NBC Sports Boston. He's going to be joining us in about a half hour to preview this Patriots-Detroit game and talk everything with Mac Jones's health. But when we come back from the break, we got to check in with the Celtics. Chris Forsberg had an exclusive with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Some interesting comments about the city of Boston. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.